Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Kuf Beis. The sugya over here continues to discuss the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Shimon holds oichel shi'at ha'yochel la'achilei la'achirim inay kari oichel. Oichel which is osir ba'ano does not have a din of an oichel as far as Tumas Oichel is concerned. The Gemara, however, does say that Rabbi Shimon is maskim that if it had a shas kosher, there was a point in time where this Eichel was Mutter Bahano, and at that time it was able to be Makabel Tumah. Then if at a later point it becomes Osir Bahano, it still retains its status as being Roy Lekabel Tumah. The Gemara also is Mavur that Rav Shimon holds that a Parah Duma, although it's Osir Bahano, is Matama Tumas Eichlin. As the Gemara explained earlier, towards the bottom of Kufal from Medbez, Rav Shimon holds, Kol Ha'imed Liftois Kepodik Domi, anything which can have a Pidyon, we look at it as if it already had a Pidyon. And since a parah duma can be niftis, the Gemara says parah niftis al gabi ma'arachosa, even after shchita, one could be paid to the parah duma if he finds a better one. And since kol ha'imid lifta is kipodi dami, we look at it as if it's already redeemed, and therefore that is considered that it had a shasa kosher, a point in time that it was right to be makabel tumah because it was mutter ba'ano. Therefore, even if at a later point it's no longer right to have a pidyon, and it's osur ba'ano, still Rav Shimon would hold that it's matamar tumas oichlin. Now, at the bottom of Kuf Aleph from a base, the Gemara asks Akasha, now which Rav Shimon himself said, Pigol bein b'kotche kotchim bein b'kotche kalim, eini matam v'tumas eichlin. If one of the avodas of the carbon were done with machsheves pigol, so since that carbon is osur bano, it's not matam v'tumas eichlin. And the Gemara asks Akasha that if the machsheves pigol was during the zrika, the Chayyar Rav Shimon should say, kol ha'imid lizrik kizorek domi, in this case it's a mitzvah to be zorek the dam, when he has the dam before he had any machsheves pigol, there's a mitzvah to be zorek the dam properly without a machsheves spiegel. Why don't we say kizorek domi? Now we'll give it a din that it already had a shasa kosher. We should look at it that there was a point in time that it was mutter bahano. And it's still Rav Shimon holds that the din is it's not matam tumas eichlin since it's osur bahano. So the more answer is you have to say the case is talking about that not that he was mefagel during the zrika, rather he was mefagel during the shchita. So you don't have kolayim lizer kizorek domi. By the time the dam was ready for zrika, the carbon was ready posel, had machsheves spiegel at the time of the shchita. The Gemara then continues and the Gemara asks, if so, so why does Rav Shimon differentiate between a Zevach and a Mincha? He says a Zevach, the Hemachshav Espigol, then is that it's not Matamah Tumas Eichlin. A Mincha, the Hemachshav Espigol, is Matamah Tumas Eichlin. The Gemara asks, Liflik Bidida, Bemedvar and Memuriam de Pigol Beshchito, Ava Pigol Bezviko, Matamah Tumas Eichlin. The Gemara should have differentiated in the Zevach itself between whether the Machshav Espigol was during the Shchito or during the Zvika. So the Gemara answer is, Pigol Bemincha is Strichalei. There's an additional chiddush by speaking about a case where he's mefagel on the mincha. The yafgav the pigol bekmitza the kaimitz b'mincha keshita dami. That although kaimitz by mincha is equivalent to the shchita of a zevach, still if he's mefagel on the kmitza, afilu hachi matama tumas eichlin, still it's matama. Why hoyel v'hoyel shasa kosher meikarei? Since originally there was a shasa kosher, which kapshuta means before he's mekadesh it as a mincha, as the Gemara said earlier in Daf Kufal from Erbeis, that the Seilus of Mincha always had a Shasa Kosher before he was Makdish the Mincha. The only case that it would not have a Shasa Kosher is if he was Makdish it while the wheat was still attached to the ground. Bakuham, that's what the Gemara says over here. Since in a normal case, the Mincha did have a Shasa Kosher, that's why it's Matamah Tumas Eichlin. Therefore, even if we'll have Machsheves Pigol during the Kmitza of the Mincha, which is parallel to the Shchita of a Zevach, still the din will be that it is Matamah Tumas Eichlin since it had a Shasa Kosher. Now, Tosis over here, Dibur Maschel, the claim is Mincha, he asks Akashi, he says, Temahu, he says, this Gemara is very difficult. Shechayshev Chiddush Hod Lechashvin Lekeshchita Le'inin Tumas Eichlin. The Gemara seems to be telling us a Chiddush that he would have thought that the Kemitza of Mincha is parallel to the Shechita of the Zevach. The same way if one is Mefagel during the Shechita of the Zevach, the din is that it's not Matama Tumas Eichlin, because it did not have a Shasa Kosher, so too if he's Mefagel during the Kemitza of Mincha also, it should not be Matama Tumas Eichlin. Since the Kemitza is parallel to the Shchita, Taisa says this is very difficult to understand. What he means to say is that there's an obvious chilik. The reason why by a Mincha, then is that it is Matamah Tumas Eichlin is because I had a Shasa Kosher before you were Makdish it. So that's an obvious difference between a Mincha and a Zevach. There's no reason to say that just because the Kemitza of a Mincha is parallel to the Shchita of a Zevach, that by the Kemitza of a Mincha also, if he has Machsheves Pigol, it would not be Matamah Tumas Eichlin. Taisa leaves off with a Kasha. Now, Rick Vager over here, he asks, he says, he doesn't understand the kasha of Tosis. Because Tosis himself said, at the bottom of Kuf Aleph from Medbez, and Dibur Maschel Pigol B'Mincha, we discussed this in the previous shiur, Tosis says, from now which Rav Oshia says, B'das Rav Shimon, if one is mefagel a mincha, that's not matama tumas eichlin. Even in the Havamir of the Gemara, before the Gemara explained that Rabbi Shimon meant specifically in a case when you were makdish the wheat while it was still mechuber, even before we knew that's what Rabbi Shimon meant, that itself would not be difficult from that which Rabbi Shimon himself says, that basar v'chalov, since it had a shasa kosher, is matama tumas eichlin. The Gemara does not ask that kashan Rabbi Shimon. What the Gemara does ask is, from a different brace which Rabbi Shimon himself says, that if one is mefagel during mincha, it is matama tumas eichlin, that was more as kashan Rabbi Shimon. And Tosis explains, if now, which Rabbi Shimon said by Basar V'cholov, that since it had a Shasa Kosher, it is Matam Tumas Eichlin, even though it became Basar Bano, there the Pshat is, because after it already had a shame of Basar V'cholov, and the milk and the meat were mixed together but not yet cooked together, so it already had a shame Basar V'cholov, but it was not Basar Bano, that would be considered a Shasa Kosher. That's the point in time when it's already Basar V'cholov, but it's still Matam Tumas Eichlin because it's not yet Basar Bano. Ashenkin Amincha, Tosis says, that which had a Shasa Kosher before was Neskalish as a Mincha, it wouldn't be enough to be considered a Shasa Kosher. It would only be that after it already had a Shem Mincha, it was already Neskadish, if there was a point in time that it would be Mutter Bahano, then we would say that that's considered a Shasa Kosher, and it would always remain Roy to be Matama Tumas Eichlin. The Gemara's only Kashan Rabbi Shimon is from that which Rabbi Shimon himself said, that Pigo B'mincha Matama Tumas Eichlin, there already, Akarcha, you see that Rabbi Shimon does hold that this is considered a Shasa Kosher, that which it had to be mutter ba'ano before you mekadesh it as a mincha. In order for it to be considered a shasa kosher, it doesn't have to be that it was mutter ba'ano after it already had the shame which gave it the iser. Even if the hezer knows before it had that shame, that's also enough to be considered a shasa kosher. If so, Rabbi Krieger asks on Tosis, what's the difficulty over here? This is the chiddush that the Gemara is telling us. Rabbi Shimon chose to speak about a case of a mincha that was nisbagel, as opposed to a case of a zevach that was nisbagel, because he's trying to tell us this chiddush, that a mincha is considered to have had a shasa kosher before your mekadesh it as a mincha. Don't say that that's not considered a shasa kosher because at that point it didn't yet have a shem mincha. No, we do consider that a shasa kosher. That's the chiddush of Reb Shimon. If Reb Shimon would have just told us a difference as far as a zevach is concerned between whether he was mefagel at the time of the shechita, that there the din is it's not matama tumas eichlin, a shaken if he's mefagel at the time of the zrika, it is matama tumas eichlin because roi lizer kizarek domi. If he would have told us that, we would not have known this chiddush as far as the mincha is concerned, because the case where he is befagel at the time of the zrika, in that case it is considered a shasa kosher because roi lizer kizarek dami, that shasa kosher is after he already had a shame of a zevach. He's already mekadesh it as a korban. You would not have known that by a mincha, where the only shasa kosher that it had was before it was hukdash, in a case where it never had a shasa kosher after it was niskadesh as a mincha, we would not have known that in that case also Reb Shimon holds that it's metama tumas eichlin. And the Sefer Minchas Avraham over here, he suggests that surely Tosis is maskim to this, that there's an additional chiddush which Rav Shimon tells us by a mincha, which we would not have known if he only spoke about a zevach, as Tosis himself says, on kofal from a beis. However, that which Tosis was bothered by over here, the tmiyah of Tosis, the Minchas Avraham explains, is from that which the lashon of the Gemara is, that he would have thought to compare the kmitza of a mincha to the shechita of a zevach. The Gemara seems to be saying that since they're comparable, and by Zevach Adin is that if you're mefagel on the Shechit, it's not matam to Masaychlin. That would be a reason by Mincha as well, if you're mefagel on the Kmitza, it should not be matam to Masaychlin. That's what Tosis is bothered by. Why would that comparison be a reason to say that a Mincha which was Nispagel at the time of the Kmitza should not be matam to Masaychlin? By Mincha there was a Shasa Kosher before it was Niskadish, therefore it would make no difference at what point it was Nispagel. However, Reb Kveger, it would seem, he's suggesting that what the Gemara would mean is, that since the kmitza of a mincha is comparable to the shechita of the zevach, so if one was mefagel at the time of the kmitza, just as if you would be mefagel at the time of the shechita, you would not consider it a shasa kosher because it was oimit to get a heter. Oimit to get a heter only helps if it was ready for a zrika, and he hadn't yet done the zrika, we say, kala oimit lizrik kizorek dami. But if he was mefagel at the shechita, we don't say that. So to a mincha as well, mishma, if he would have been mefagel right before the haktar of the kmitza, you could have said, it's oimit l'haktar, it's kehuktar dami, and would be considered a shasa kosher, but if he's mefagel at the time of the kmitza, it's not only meant to get a heter. That's what the Gemara means to say, that you would have thought to compare the kmitza of a kmitz to the shechita of the zevach, that it's not considered to have a shasa kosher through that which is only meant to get a heter. For that reason, Reb Shimon has to tell us his chiddush, that still the din is by mincha, that if he's mefagel at the time of the kmitza, it is matam to masaychin, because it's for a different reason. It's because it had a shasa kosher before your magdish the mincha, and that kufa is the chiddush of Reb Shimon. That also is considered a shasa kosher, even though at that point in time it did not yet have a shame of a mincha. This is the maso matan between Tosis and Reb Kveger. Now, further on down the Omer, the Gemara brings that Rav Ashi told Rav Nachman that you could say a different mahalach in Rav Shimon, although Rav Shimon says, as far as Parah Aduma is concerned, Oimei Liftois Kepodi Domi, it's considered that it had a Shasa Kosher, since there was a point in time that he could have been paid to the Parah, that's enough to make it considered that it had a time that was Mutter Bahanda. However, as far as the carbon, which had a point in time where it was right to do Zrika, if he would have done Zrika at that time, the carbon would have been kosher, it would have been Mutter Bahanda. That's not enough to say that that's considered a Shasa Kosher, that there was a point in time that it had a Heter. Iboi Parak Omar, Iboi Zarek Loyaminon, we do say Oimei Liftois Kepodi Domi, but we do not say Oimei Lizrei Kezarek Domi. He doesn't explain what's the svar to be mechalik. Rashi over here says that as far as pidyon, mechusar pidya lav k'maisa domi. We don't look at it as if it's considered that a maisa is still lacking because it's dvarim ba'alman inu. It's only dvarim that we say oimid lifteis kepadi domi. Mashenkin zriko yiboy zarek liyaminon. There, there's still a maisa lacking. And so Sfasemus over here suggests that we could explain the chilik between pidyon and zriko differently. He's bothered. He says l'chayra. There's a svar to say the opposite. The Zrika is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to do the Zrika. There, there's more of a tzad to say, Oimei Lizrei Kezarek Domi. The Shenkin Pidyon, there's no mitzvah to do the Pidyon. Although the Gemara does say in Daf Kufal from Edbeiz, in Motzah Acheres Noimen a mitzvah liftaisa, that's only if he actually found a nicer Parah Aduma. Otherwise, there's no mitzvah to be paid to this one. Therefore, if anything, there's more of a svar to say, Oimei Lizrei Kezarek Domi, than Oimei Liftais Kepodi Domi. So the Sasema says two mahalchim. One mahalch, which he writes earlier, in Daf Kufal from Edbeiz, when the Gemara makes a comparison that the same way Rav Shimon holds, as far as Parah Aduma, since it's Oimei Liftois Kepodi Domi, that's considered that Hadash Asa Kosher, the Gemara was bothered, we should say the same thing by a Mincha, after he's Makdish the Mincha, before he was Mekadosh it in the Kli Sharis, we should say that it should be considered that Hadash Asa Kosher, since it's ready for Pidyon, the Gemara has to come to an answer that a Mincha is not Oimei Liftois. Then the Gemara asks, in the case of Lon Lifnei Zrika, that also we should say that since it was Oimei Lizrei Kezarek Domi, it should be considered that Hadash Asa Kosher. In both these cases, as Asemus is bothered, what's the comparison to Parah Aduma? And Rav Shimon says that Parah Matama Tumas Eichlin, because it could have a Pidyon, the Chari even right now could have a Pidyon. At the time that you wanted to become Tame with Tumas Eichlin, it's still right to have a Pidyon right now, and if that's what Rav Shimon says, Oimei Liftois Kepodi Domi, it's only one Hayol, it's only one step removed. If it would have a Pidyon, it would be right for Tumas Eichlin, if we consider it now ready to be right for Tumas Eichlin. Ashenk, in the case of the Mincha or the Zevach, which the Gemara tries to compare, in those cases we're talking about that right now, it's no longer shaykh to get a heter. The Mincha is ready niskadish b'kli, it's no longer roi for pidyon. In the past it was once roi for pidyon, and lon dama as well. Right now after it's lon, it's not possible anymore to have a heter with the Zrika. It's too late already, so this is already two steps removed. The Mincha was aimed to have a pidyon, or the Zevach was aimed to have a Zrika, it didn't actually have it. And secondly, even that was only once in the past. Right now, it's not right for a pidyon, and it's not right for a zrika. This is already two steps removed. Who said that even over here, Reb Shimon would hold that Oimei Liftois or Oimei Lizrei would also work? So to answer this kasha, the Sfasemus suggests, perhaps the Gemara was medayik from the Loshon of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's Loshon was, Parah Matama Tumas Eichlin, Hoyel V'Hoysela Shasa Kosher. Mashmoy said the Loshon is that in the past it had a Shasa Kosher, which Sfasemus explains means to say, although the Gemara says Behem Shurich that a parah is niftis agabi ma'arachoso, even after the shechita one can still be paid to the parah, even after it's arranged on the firewood where it'll eventually get burnt, even at that point in time it still has a pidyon. Still, as Vasema says, perhaps once it's hitzis b'ha'ish, once you begin burning the parah, then already it's too late to be paid it. And Rav Shimon would be saying that even if it's already at a point in time when it's no longer possible to be paid it, since there was a point in time that it was possible, it had a shasa kosher. If the din is that it's always metama to Tumas Eichlin. According to that, we see from Reb Shimon himself, even if it's two steps removed. Firstly, the parah never actually had a heter, it was only roi for a pidyon. And secondly, even that is only in the past. Right now, once the fire ready was set to it, it's too late. It's not roi for a pidyon anymore. Still, Reb Shimon holds, that's enough to say that it can be metama to Tumas Eichlin. That's called it had a shasa kosher, but that which was roi for a pidyon. So Asemus over there continues, and he quotes the Tosis in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Zayin, which actually says al derech this, the Hoyle Shasa Kosher means that right now it's not roi for pidyon. Tosis over there says, at what point is it no longer roi to have pidyon from the moment of Hazoas Hadam? The kain is mazif from the dam of the Parah Aduma towards Pesach Hoyle Moed. From that point on, Tosis says it's too late, he can no longer have pidyon. And Tosis says, Reb Shimon is mashma, even at that point also the din is that it's also Tama Tumas Eichlin, since in the past there was a point in time that it was ready for Pidyon. But Rakapam, the Sfasema says, the Chertesis is not Muchach, And he wants to say, maybe this is what Rav Ashi means to say over here. When Rav Ashi over here is mechal between Roy for Pidyon and Roy for Zriko, Rav Ashi could gufa mean this Svara. That Roy for Pidyon, in the case of Rav Shimon spoke about Parah Aduma, it means that even right now it's Roy for Pidyon. It's only one step removed. That's what Rav Shimon says, it's Matama to Masa Yichlin. The case of Zriko is two steps removed. Right now it's not Roy for Zriko because it was already Londoma. Even in the past when it was Roy for Zriko, it never Lamaisa got a heter, it was only Roy to possibly have a Zriko. Once it's two steps removed, that area of Shimon holds is not enough that it should be Matama to Masa Yichlin. According to this, the Svasema says, that which we find Mikolatar Kula, many places in Chas, it's mentioned that Rav Shita's Shita is Oymel Lizrei Kizorek Dami. That will fit with Rav Ashi as well. Rav Ashi is not saying that Rav Shimon never holds Oymel Lizrei Kizorek Dami. He just means specifically over here, we have to come onto two hoyles. Firstly, he never had a Zrika, it was only Roy for Zrika, and even that was only in the past. Right now, it's not Roy for Zrika, it was already Londoma. That's what Rav Shimon holds, it's not enough. But if it would only be one hoyle, that would be enough. This is the Maharach that the Tassama says earlier in Daf Kufal from Ebeis. Here on Daf Kuf Beis on Ergamar, he says a different mahalach. He says there's a difference between how Zriko is matar ba'achilo and how Pidyon is matar ba'achilo. The way Zriko makes it into an eichel is by giving it a new din achilo. After the Zriko sadam of a carbon, the Torah gives a mitzvah sachilo, so makes it roi lachilo is a new din which is chal ayidei the Zriko. There we don't say kalo imel izrei kezorek dami. Torah actually had the Zriko, cannot get a din of an eichel because it does not yet have this new din achilo. Hashem in the din of Pidyon, the Sosemus explains, the way Pidyon works is it removes an Isser. That's why we say, Kalaim lifto is kipodi dami. If the only thing that's preventing it from being an Eichel is the fact that it has an Isser, and you have ability to remove that Isser, Oim lifto is kipodi dami, we look at it as if that Isser has already been removed, and therefore it gets its din of an Eichel. This is how the Sosemus explains over here the chilik between Oim Lizraik and Oim Liftois. Now I'll continue on. After Rav Ashi says his teretz, that there's a chilik between Pidyon and Zriko, as we don't say kolot imel lizrei kizorek dami. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara asks a kasha and Rav Ashi from a Mishnah in Meila. The Mishnah in Meila kapshutei is mavur that we do say imel lizrei kizorek dami. The first Gemara tries to give one teretz. Eventually, the Gemara says elam amar Rav Ashi Meila atuma karamis. You can't ask a kasha. You can't compare Meila to tuma. Meila mishem kedusha v'lav kedusha hi. Labasar debakala kedusha seig b'mayahadre rachvada. Meila, which is dependent on kedusha. There, when it was right for Zriko, so we say Kalayim Elizrei Kizarek Dami in the Meila is Paka. Afterwards, when it becomes no longer right for Zriko, the Meila does not come back. Hashenkin, as far as Tumah is concerned, the Gemara says, Tumah Misham Oichle Velav Oichle Hi. Kalechad Yibai Zarek Mati Zarek Lehi Mash Velei Oichle Metamah Tumas Eichlin. Hechad Yibai Zarek Lehi Mati Zarek Lehi Mash Velei Oichle Velei Metamah Tumas Eichlin. Now, in the Achronim, the Keren Ayur of the Taras HaKadosh, they're Meirich over here to understand the Pshat of Rashi and the Pshat of Tosfos. Most Achronim go that the Pashtus is, there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here in the Taras of Ravashi. Rashi in Dibur Maschal Me'ilo explains that Me'ilo, we do say, Kolo Imel Lizrei Kezarek Dami. So at that point in time, the Me'ilo is Paka, and once it's Paka, it cannot come back. Rashenkin, as far as Tomas Eichlin, Rashi says, and this is the Lashon of Rashi, Ki Havi Uchlo Mekabo Toma. The way Rashi is learning, Pshat and Rav Ashi, the Gemara means to say that as far as Tumas Eichel, we don't say Iboy Yizarek Mati Yizarek. Rather, we look at it whether the Maisa is right for Achila. If it is, then it's Mekabel Tumah. If it's not right for Achila, it's not Mekabel Tumah. And Nagoy Sabach over here, he says that according to Rashi, you have to change the Girsa of the Gemara. The Girsa that we have with Fanino makes it sound like that at the point in time when it was right for Zriko, it actually is Mekabel Tumah. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Kalechad Yibai Yizarek Mati Yizarek Mash Vlei Uchla. Umetamah Tumas Eichlin. So the Bach says, according to Rashi, you have to change the Girsa. You have to take out a few lines of the Gemara, and what the Gemara should say is, Tumah Mishamachlo Velav Mishamachlohi. Kalechad Lei Mash Vlei Uchla Ein Umetamah Tumas Eichlin. According to Rashi, the Iker Chilik of the Gemara is, whether you say Kalaim Elizrei Kezarek Dami, by the Meila, you do say Kizarek Dami, and once the Meila is Paka, it doesn't come afterwards. But Shengen, as far as Tumas Eichlin, you don't say Kalayim Elizrei Kizarek Dami. According to this, the Gemara would seem to need a further Hasbro over here. Why should you say Kalayim Elizrei Kizarek Dami by Meila, not as far as Tumas Eichlin? What you have to say, this is what it actually means. When it comes to Meila, the question of Meila is whether it's still called Kodshei Hashem, and if you have a way of doing Zrika, and through the Zrika you'll get a Heter, so even if you didn't actually do the Zrika yet, Oim Elizrei Kizarek Dami, and it's no longer considered Kodshei Hashem. There's a heter to the Me'ila. However, when it comes to Tumas Eichlin, only something could be Mekabel Tumah is if it's Roy for Achila, if it's Asr Ba'ano, and it's not mekabel tumas eichlin, this would have to be that a person can actually eat it, as long as it's still an iser, doesn't make a difference if kol imi lizrik kezorik dami. The mice said, right now there's no way a person could eat it, therefore it's not called eichel, and it cannot be mekabel tumah. According to this, we have to add that a karchel gemara is still going with that which we said before, that there's a chilek between oimed liftois and oimed lizrik. Because we do know, as Rav Shimon said, as far as parah aduma, oimed liftois does help to make something considered an eichel. A karchel is still going that there's a chilek between oimed liftois and oimed lizrik, as we discussed this before, what the svaras are, but we have to be still going with that chilek. Just here the gemara is being meisif, that oimed lizrik does help sometimes, as far as m'ilah is concerned, oimed lizrik would help. It's only here as far as Tumas Eichon that Oimer Lizrik does not help. And furthermore, we also have to add, according to Rashi, that although Rashi sounds like he's saying that when it comes to Eichlin, whether it's Mekabel Tumas Eichon, it's totally whether the Maisa, is it right for Achila right now, we do know that if there had a Shasa Kosher before, then it is considered an Eichon now in Yin Tumma, even though right now it's not right La Achila. Basar V'chol, for example, since it had a Shasa Kosher, originally it was right for Achila, even now that it was Nispashal together, it's also Matama Tumas Eichlin. The way Rashi presents things over here makes it sound like that as far as Tumas Eichon is concerned, you have to dan whether right now it's right for Achila. If so, what is the whole concept of Shasa Kosher? Why should Shasa Kosher make a difference? According, we have to say that even according to Rashi, once something had a Shem Eichel, afterwards if it becomes Aser, it doesn't lose its Shem Eichel. That's the din of Shasa Kosher. Rashi over here is talking about something which never had a Shem Eichel, and that Rashi explains that the fact that it potentially can get a Shem Eichel, there's a possibility that he will be able to eat it, that's not enough to give it a Shem Eichel. This is the way Rashi learns according to many Achrayinim. Taisis, however, in Dibur Maschal Loi Re'uya, we don't go through the whole Taisis, but Lakapayim, towards the end of the Taisis, we see, this is how the Taras HaKadosh explains Taisis, that Taisis learned different than Rashi. Taisis held that even as far as Tumas Eichon is concerned, at the point in time where it was right for Ezrika, we do say Kala'im Elizabeth Kazarik Dami, and at that point in time, if something Tami would touch it, it would actually become Tami. In other words, the Gemara is not being mechalik as far as the klal of kolayim elizrei kezorik dami. That we say both as far as Mila is concerned and as far as Tumas Eichon is concerned. Anything which was right to have as Rika, as far as Tumas Eichon also will say kolayim elizrei kezorik dami. At that point in time, if something tummy would touch it, it would be mekabel tuma. The chilik of the Gemara just is, and this really fits better with the lashon of the Gemara, you don't have to change the girsa the way the Bach does according to Rashi. The Gemara's mashma that the chilik is, when at one point it was right for Zrika, but afterwards it became possible and is no longer right for Zrika. So as far as Me'ila is concerned, and that the Gemara says, once the Me'ila is Paka, I will not come back. As far as Tumas Eichon is concerned, that the Gemara says, that when it's no longer right for Zrika, now already cannot be Mekabel Tumas Eichon. And Taras HaKadosh explains over here, he says, even though as far as the Din of Shasa Kosher, we know that Rav Shimon holds that if at one point it had a Shem Eichel, at that point it can be Mekabel Tumah, then it always retains that Din. It could always be Mekabel Tumah. Here, however, when it was only able to be Mekabel Tumah because it was Roy for Ezrika, now when it becomes no longer Roy for Ezrika, it cannot be Mekabel Tumah. He explains the Pshat is, because by Basar V'chola, for example, that's the case of Shasa Kosher, there, even eventually when it's mixed together and it's Nispashal together, it becomes Asr Ba'ano. Still, if you look back in time, at the point before it became Asr Ba'ano, at that point it was still considered an Eichel. Therefore, this Basar V'chola is something which was once an Eichel, it always retains that status as an Eichel, and it can always be Mekabel Tumah. A shaken over here by Basar, which was right for Zrika, Echnam at that point in time, it could be Mekabel Tumah. However, eventually, when it becomes possible, before it actually had a Zrika, they were looking at it as if it was Igloi Musa Lemafreya, that it never really will have a Zrika, and never will reach a point that it will be Mutar Ba'achila. Here the din is that from now on, at least, it cannot be Mekabel Tumah. Here we're not going to say that it retains a Shem Eichel because it once had a Shasa Kosher, since in this case, the only way why it had a Shem Eichel in the first place is because it was right for Zrika. Since in the end it never had a Zrika, it became possible before it was Nizrak. Here we're not going to say that it's like Shasa Kosher, that it retains its Shem Eichel because it was once an Eichel. Rather, here the din is that from now on, it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah. So this is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the Sugya. As we said, there's an Arichas in the Achrayim over here. Hakapam, this would seem to be the Pashtus, that according to the Shita of Rashi, we don't say Bechal Kol Ayim Elizrei Kezarek Dami as far as Eichlin. So even if something Tamei touched it while it was still right for Zrika, it'll not be Mekabel Tumah. According to Taisis, it will be Mekabel Tumah. We do say Kala'im Elizrei Kezorek Dami. The only difference is, after it became no longer right for Ezrika, so then as far as Me'ila is concerned, once the Me'ila's pocket doesn't come back, as far as Tumas Eichlin is concerned, even though when it was right for Ezrika, it was able to be Mekabel Tumas Eichlin, now when it becomes no longer right for Ezrika, it's no longer able to be Mekabel Tumas Eichlin. Now, continue on. The Gemara Amud Beis brings Omer Yavashler of Kahana. Mit Omer of Shimon Kala'im Elizrei Kezorek Dami, If so, he asks, Neisero Paro, a man retirement to Mos Eichlin Afer Ba'alma Ninhu. Rav Ashi asked, if Shimon holds Kala'im Elisraif Kesarev Dami, he should also hold Kala'im Elisraif Kesarev Dami. And Rav Ashi over here explains, the Ramaskal Kala'im Elisraif, he says, L'may desagadaitach meikara, the Rasi Bashitz of Shimon Omer Nokedle. Rav Ashi explains, the Gemara means, according to the Havmin of the Gemara a few lines back, the Rasi is before he holds like Rav Shimon, and he holds that Kala'im Elisraif Kesarev Dami helps even Le'inyan to Mas Eichlin. If so, the Gemara asks, then we should also say Kala'im Elisraif Kesarev Dami. Saint Kochim explains on Rashi that Lameister Rav Ashi himself is Mavur and Amud Aleph, but that's Rav Shimon, that you don't say Kalaim Elizrik Kizarek Dami. Although we do say Kalaim Elifta is Kipodi Dami, but as far as Rika, we don't say Kizarek Dami, and Chamel Legabim Ilo, we would say Kizarek Dami, but not Legabim Tomas Eichlin. So the Gemara just means to say over here, according to the Havmina, that we thought Rav Yossi holds like Rav Shimon, and then it would be a Rai that we do say Kalaim Elizrik Kizarek Dami, leaning to Tomas Eichlin as well. If so, then be a Kasha. We should also say Kalaim Elisraif Kesarev Dami. Now, what's the Gemara's Kasha? By Noiser and Para. Noiser is the case which the Gemara said on the Fkaval from Medbeis. If the Bosser of the carbon was Lo and La'achar Zrika, he already had a Heter Zrika, already was considered Mutter Ba'achila. Afterwards, it became possible to Pesov Noiser. So, even though right now it's Osir Ba'achila and it's Osir Ba'ano, still Rav Shimon said, since it had a Shasa Kosher, it is Matam with Tumas Eichlin. And Para as well, Rav Shimon said, it is Matam with Tumas Eichlin since it had a Shasa Kosher. Was right to be paided al gabe hamarocho. However, the Gemara is asking, since both of these Neisar and Parah need Sreifa, we should say Kala'im Lisreif Kesarev Dami. Meaning, any chanami as far as the fact that they're Asr Ba'ano, that wouldn't bother us. Since they were once Mutter Ba'ano, that's called Oichoshat Yochel Achir Lachim, since they had a Shasa Kosher. However, the Gemara is asking that for a different reason, it should not be Matam Mutsumas Eichlin. We should look at it as if it was already Nisraf, and it's not an Oichel. At first, he will mention that there's a Taisis in Baba Kamo, the Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, the end of the Dibur Maschel Paro, he has an interesting kasha on our Gemara. And now the Gemara says, since it's Oymel Lisrif Kesarev Dami, therefore it should not be an Eichel Legabe Kabbalah's Tumma, he says it's only Kesarev Dami as long as it's a kosher Paro Aduma. If, for example, a Sheretz touched it and was Metamei, the moment the Sheretz touched it, already it's no longer Roy to be a Paro Aduma, it's already Nifsal, and it's no longer Oymel for Sreifa. If so, Taisus asks, what's the kasha in our Gemara? That since Paras Oymed Listoif should not be Mekabel Tumma, surely in the case where the Sheretz touched it twice, the first time the Sheretz touched it, it was Metamed and made it no longer Roy for Paraduma, it's no longer Oymed for Sreifa. And the second time the Sheretz touched it, never it should be Metamed Tumas Eichlin. And Taisus adds, even if the Sheretz only touched it once, still Betchilas Negiyah Kvar Nifsala, it's already possible from being a Paraduma at the beginning of the Negiyah, and the Seif Negiyah should be Metamed Tumas Eichlin. This is Taisus Kasha on our sugya. Now in the Sefer Migdash Dov is Simon Lamed Zayin, Sif Koton Beis, he says an interesting teretz to this kasha of Taisus. And that is, the best of the Gemara's Mavur, something which is Osir Ba'ano, is not Matama Tumas Eichlin. That which a Para Adumo can become Tama Tumas Eichlin, even though it's Osir Ba'ano, is because there was a point in time that it was right to have Pidyon, and I'm a lifter is Kipodi Dami. So even though eventually comes a time that it's no longer right for Pidyon, as we mentioned before from the Sfasemes and the Taisus of Baba Kama, that Taisus that we mentioned before is on the same Omid, Ayin Zayin Omid Aleph, the top of the Omid. Taisus over there says that once you're mazed the dam of the Parah Duma Neichach Prey Ayel Mayir, at that point already it's no longer Roy for Pidyon. I will just mention here, parenthetically, that Ar Sameach, this is in Tumas Eichlin Perak Aleph Halacha Chof Hei, he says the whole Kasha of Agamar, which asks, that since Kala'im Elisrif Kesarev Dami, Shinarev Hashem Eichol, the whole Kasha of the Gemara is Dafka in the case where right now the Parah is not Roy for Pidyon. He already did the Hazoaz Dam. Therefore, it's not Roy for Pidyon, as Taisus says in Baba Kama. Because if right now was Roy for Pidyon, so right now Be'etzim is an Eichel, something which Be'etzim is an Eichel, we're not going to say that since it's Oymer Lisraif Kesarev Dami, it loses its Shem Eichel. We're only talking about a situation where what gave it its Shem Eichel is the fact that it had a Shasa Kosher. And that the Gemara says, why are you considering it that it's an Eichel because it once had a Shasa Kosher? Consider that it's not an Eichel because it's Oymer Lisraif and it will eventually have a Sreifa. But again, something which Be'etzim is an Eichel right now, Oymer Lisraif Kesarev Dami would not make it lose its Shem Eichel. That's the Ar Sameach's Yisoid, but Al-Kaponim, we see he's also learning that the Gemara's Kasha is in a situation where by narrating it's not right for Pidyon, the only reason that makes it into a Shem Eichel is the fact that it had a Shasa Kosher. So that's what Migdash Dovid says, that since you have to make it into an Eichel using the fact that it had a Shasa Kosher, if you're going to say that since the Parah is Oymer for Sreifa, Oymer Lisraif Kesarev Dami, and that's the reason why it would not have a Shem Eichel. In other words, if you say like the Kasha of the Gemara, you don't say like the Teretz of the Gemara, the Chibas HaKodesh Machshir Osan, And the Tarsit Gemara, the Gemara holds that it has a Shem Meichel, even though it is Omer Listraif. But if you wouldn't say that, if you would say that since it's Omer Listraif, it does not have a Shem Meichel, and the only time it does get back to Shem Meichel is when it becomes no longer ready to be used for a para, after the Sharet is Metameit. As Tzitzis is suggesting over there. If so, the Mikdash David says, you would not be able to say that it's Mekabel Tumah because it had a Shas HaKosher. The Sfar of Shas HaKosher only works if at one point it was Mutter Bahana, so at that point it had a Shem Meichel, even after it becomes Aser Bahana, it retains its Shem Meichel. So over there by Paraduma, it was once Mutter Bahana, not Mamash Mutter Bahana, but it was Oim Lifta Iskipodi Domi, that's like it was once Mutter Bahana. So even after it's no longer ready for Pidyon, now it's considered Aser Bahana, it still retains the Shem Meichel. However, the Mikdash David says, if the original heter, which gave it a Shem Eichel at the time, no longer helps for now, it's not considered Eichel because of that original heter, like in the Gemara's Kash over here, although originally it was Mutter Bahana, that's not going to help because now it's Oymid Lisraif Kesar of Dami, it loses its Shem Eichel, but that which is Oymid for Srifa, and even if eventually a Sheres touches it, and when the Sheres touches it, it's no longer kosher for Parah, and it's not Oymid Lisraifa, but the Mice at that point in time, it's still not Mutter Bahana. The only way we could possibly consider this an Eichel, Shat Yochel Achil Lachim, is coming onto the Shas HaKosher. The fact that once in the past it was ready for Pidyon, then it would have been Mutter Bahana. That Shas HaKosher is not going to help for now after the Sheres touches it. Because Shas HaKosher could only help for something to retain its Shem Eichel, but if it lost its Shem Eichel, sometime in between, you can't say now it gets back its Shem Eichel because of that Shas HaKosher. So even though the reason why it lost its Shem Eichel is because it was Omer L'Sreifa, now after the Sheres touched it, it's not Omer L'Sreifa, still we can say that right now it's considered an Eichel, since Be'etzem right now it's still Aser Bahana. The only way you want to make it to an Eichel is because it was once ready for Pidyon, so we look at it as if it was once Mutter Bahana. It had a Shas HaKosher. That Shas HaKosher is not going to help for now, since at one point in between it was not an Eichel. Only after the Teretz of Gemara, the Achibas HaKodesh Machshirosan, then it retains its Shem Eichel all along, from beginning to end. The fact that it was once ready for a Sreifa in between, Omer L'Sreif Kesarvdom, is not going to take away its Shem Eichel. Maybe we could always use the Shas HaKosher that from the past, that it was once ready for Pidyon. That's the reason why it will always maintain its Shem Eichel, and it can become Tamei to Masa Eichlin. This is the Svara of the Mikdash David. It seems like a very strong Svara to answer the Kasher of Tosis and Baba Kama. Now, what's the Teretz of the Gemara Chibas HaKodesh Machshirosan? We saw in Daf Kafal from Rav, the Gemara uses this concept of Chibas HaKodesh to explain that even though Eitzim V'Levoin are not Roi La'Chilo, still they can be Mekabel Tumas Eichlin because of the Klal of Chibas HaKodesh, make something which is not like Eichel into Eichel. Here as well, the Gemara is saying, even though it's Omer for Srifa, and therefore it would not be an Eichel, because it's Kodesh, Chibas HaKodesh Machshiros, and it gives it a Shem Eichel. So the same way Eitzim V'Levoin, which are not Roi La'Chilo, are like an Eichel, so too over here, something which is like Offer, because it's Omer L'Sreifa, can still have a Shem Eichel. And even though the concept of Chibas HaKodesh we only find by something which is right for the Mizbeach, the Chayar Paraduma is not Mamash HaKarbon, it doesn't go on the Mizbeach, what is the fact that the Klal of Chibas HaKodesh applies to Paraduma as well? So here I'll go to Tosis of Baba Kama Ein Zayin, he addresses this trial as well, and he says, since we find the Chatos Kayir Rachmano, when the Torah talks about a Paraduma, the Torah uses the Lashon of a Chatos, if we learn certain dinim, the Paraduma is similar to a carbon. Gemara Chul and David Aleph says this is the Makar, that a Treifa is possible to be a Paraduma because Chatos Kayir Rachmano. HaKapam Tosis Baba Kama says, since Chatos Kayir Rachmano also, so we give the dinim of Chibas HaKodesh to a Paraduma as well, and it's right to Mekabel Tumas Eichlin, even though it's Omer L'Sreifa. Now in the same places over there, he asks an important kasha in our sugya. Once the Gemara says that Noisin and Parah, even though they're Omer L'Sreifa, and therefore they're like Offer, still they're Mekabel Tumah, because of Chibas HaKodesh Machshirosan, so why do we have to say that according to Reb Shimon, to take care of the problem that it's Eichel, Shiget Yochel L'Achil L'Achirim, that also should be a reason why it's not Mekabel Tumah? For that we have to answer that it had a Shas HaKosher, Paraduma was ready for Pidyon, and nicer the case is that it was done after the Zrika Saddam, so there was a Shas HaKosher. Why do we have to find a Shas HaKosher? Why don't we say the same Teretz, even though according to Reb Shimon, something which is Aser Bahana is not Metama Tumas Eichlin, but here, since it's Kodesh, Chibas HaKodesh Machshirosan, it makes something which is not an Eichel into an Eichel, so why isn't that enough of reason here as well? So Tosafot, their answer is B'Shem Neri, when does the concept of Chibas HaKodesh help? It helps to make something which is not an Eichel because it's not edible, like Eitzim or Levino, or as the Gemara says over here, Noisa and Parah, since they're Omer L'Sreifa, they're like Eifer, it can make Eifer or Eitzim or Levino into something which is considered an Eichel, and therefore be Roy L'Kabel Tumah. Mashenki is something which Be'etzim is an Eichel, just has an Isra on it, and it's a type of Isra which makes it Aser Bahana, according to Reb Shimon, the Klal is, Eichel Shiat Yochel Achir L'Achim is not an Eichel in Kabbalah's Tumah, for that it wouldn't help Chibas HaKodesh. Chivus HaKadosh cannot help if there's an Isser Hano on it, to make it as if there is no Isser. And the Pshat in this Taisus L'Chair is that Eitzim V'Levoina and Ofer, the reason why they cannot be Mekabel Tumah is because they lack in Chashivus. Something which is edible, it's an Eichel, that has more of a Chashivus, that could be Mekabel Tumah. The Klal Chivus HaKadosh says that something which is going to be used for Hegdash, even though it's not Roi L'Achilo, it also has a comparable Chashivus as an Eichel. This is where we find the concept of Chivus HaKadosh, something which lacks Chashivus, it gives it a Chashivus. If so, we understand that when something is Be'etzim Roi L'Achilo, it has a Chashivus. Just Reb Shimon has a drasha from a pasuk, Eichel Shiyatu Yachal L'Achil L'Achirim. If it has Isra Hanon, it loses its Shem Eichel, but it's not because it lacks Chashivus, rather it's Exeris HaKosov, Eichel has to be something which you could get Hanon from. If so, we understand that Chivus HaKadosh is not going to help us over here, since the Indian is not a question of Chashivus. Now, in this Teretz of the Gemara, Chivus HaKadosh Machshirosan, Reb Kveger over here in the Gilyon HaShas tells us to take a look at Tosis and Yuma on Daf Mem Ches. It's the Tosis over there which begins in Amr Aleph, Dibur Maschol Midi Pasol Bo. In the middle of that Tosis, he says that Efer Chatos cannot be Mekabel Tumah Midi Reiso. He says, even though we know the Klal Chivus HaKadosh Machshirosan, Tosis says that Klal is no longer applicable after it was already burnt in his Efer. Tosis there quotes the Gemara Menachos, Daf Nun Aleph from Ed Beis. The Gemara over there says that the Rabbanah made a Takana that there should not be Me'ilah on the Efer of Parah Adumah. The Maskanah said Gemara over there, the Gemara says, really there's a Joshua from a Pasuk, from the words Chatos, he will learn Ba Mayalin, Ba Afra Ein Mayalin, there's a Joshua that you're only Mayal with the Parah Adumah itself, once it's already turned into Efer, there is no Me'ilah. However, the Gemara says, originally there was a Takana to make Me'ilah on the Efer, then they made a second Takana to take off the Me'ilah. But from that Gemara you see, the Maskanah said, there is no Me'ilah on the Efer, and therefore Tosis says, there's also no Din of Chibus HaKadosh Machshirosan. And Krieger, both here and on that Tosis and Yuma, sends us to the Turi Evin in Chagiga. Turi Evin is on Daf Chav Gimel Amir Aleph, Dibur Maschol Lo Yiso, the second one with that Dibur Maschol. He quotes that Tosis and Yuma and he asks from Argamar and Menachas Daf Chav Beis. He says, Argamar is Mavur that if you would say, Kala Imel Lisraif Kesar of Domi, Vesem really, we should look at the par as if it's already Afer and should not be Matam to Mas Eichlin. The reason why it is Tomei the Gemara says is because Chibus HaKadosh Machshir Asan. If so, Turi Evin asks, and after it's Afer also, we should say the same thing. What should be the difference between whether it's Mamash Afer or is it Din of Kalayim Elistreif Kesar of Dami? He says, even though there is a Gemara Daft Nanaf which says there's no Me'ilah, that's Exeris HaKosov specifically as far as Me'ilah is concerned, but as far as all other Dinim are concerned, the Parah Adumah and the Afer as well will have a Dinim of Kachim, like Agumar says, Chibus HaKadosh Machshir Asan. This is the Kasha of the Turi Evin, and Krieger in the Gilyon HaShas seems to hold that the Kasha is a good Kasha. Nechadush Shagrach al HaShas, and Simon Samach Beis, he brings this kasha of the Turi Evin. He does not agree with the kasha. Reb Chaim understands that when we have Exeris HaKosov to say Chatos Hi, that there is no Me'ila on the Efer, Me'ila no longer has a din as a Chatos Bechlal, therefore it's not Shaya Chibus HaKadosh. L'chay, what Reb Chaim means to say is Al-Darach the Tosis in Baba Kama that we saw, why Bechlal is there a din Chibus HaKadosh on Parah Adumah? Tosis says because Chatos Kari Rachmano, if there's Exeris HaKosov over here, Chatos Hi is coming to be made that in a certain state, it does not have Dine Chatos. Of there, the Gemara Menachos Nafnun Aleph, when it was talking about Legabi Me'ilo, that it loses its din of Chatos Legabi Me'ilo. But once you see that it's no longer called a Chatos after it became Efer, there will also be no din of Chibus HaKadosh, since Taisa says the whole Makar to say there's a din of Chibus HaKadosh by Parah Adumah is from Chatos Kari Rachmana. That which argument is before that you do say Chibus HaKadosh helps to make it considered Oichel, so Reb Chaim explains because since in Ersig it's not offer Mamish, it's only because Kalayim Elisraif Kesar of Domi. So he says the same with Indian Mila, we don't say Oyim Elisraif Kesar of Domi. Before he burns it, there is Mila. Though after it turns into Efer, there's no Mila. We don't say Kalayim Elisraif Kesar of Domi. There should already be no Mila now. Akarcha Kalayim Elisraif Kesar of Domi is not going to help to take off its Kedusha. The same reason it doesn't help Gabi Mila. Also, it's not going to help Gabi to take off the din of Chibas HaKadosh. The Chaznish in Parah, Simon Vav, Sifkot and Yud, says along the same lines. Now, continue on in the Gemara, Ravina asks Ravashi if the reason why Neisr and Parah can become Tomei is only because Chibus HaKadosh Machshirosan, as Rav Kana answered to Ravashi. If so, then why should it have a din of Tumah? It should only have a din of Psul. Rashi over here in Dibur Maschol Kikar Minon explains that the Lashon of Rav Shimon was that it's Metamah to Mas Eichlin. Mashmois is not that it's, not only that it's Psul, that it's Tomei, the word Tomei is Mash, but that it can be Metamah other things also. And if it's only Tomei because of the din of Chibus HaKadosh, the chayr that should only be enough, the days themselves should become Tomei, they should not be able to be Metamah other things as well. If you will suggest that they can be Metamah other things also with the din of Chibus HaKadosh, then the Gemara continues, Tifshat Debay Reish Lakish, this will be right to Reish Lakish's Shaila. Reish Lakish had a Shaila about Srid Shal Menachis, which Rashi over here explains, it means the dry part of a mincha, which never had hechsher, so betzim should not be right to be mekabel tuma. It didn't have hechsher of one of the mashkim. Still, the din is that even without hechsher, it can be mekabel tuma because of the klal of chibas hakodesh machshir hasan. We find the klal of chibas hakodesh in two places. We find it as far as something which is not considered an eichel, like eitzim v'levino. Chibas hakodesh makes it as if it's an eichel. We also find that chibas hakodesh helps something which does not have hechsher. This is discussed in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Even though usually you need hechsher of one of the shiva mashkim, the klal of chibas hakodesh says that something can become tamei even without hechsher if it's kachim. This was the shaila of Reish Lakish as far as the other din chibas hakodesh. When something did not have a hechsher to kabel tuma, Reish Lakish's shaila was: does chibas hakodesh make it only that it could become posel, or can it also give it a din of tuma to be matam of something else? The Gemara is comparing that din chibas hakodesh to the din of chibas hakodesh of something which is not an eichel. Through chibas hakodesh it becomes an eichel. The Gemara understands it should be the same shaila. If over there it would not be able to be minor rishon v'sheni, here also would not. And from that which over here we find, Rav Shimon says that par noisar matama to mas eichlin, and if that's based on chibas hakodesh, then this would be a raya that minor by rishon v'sheni. I'll just mention Bekitzer over here. Rashi over here explained that tzrit shamanachas means a mincha which has shemen, but there's a certain part of the flour which no shemen touched it. There's a taisis in chun daf lamed vav amud aleph dibur maschil tzrit shamanachas. He asks a kash on this Rashi. He asks that since the mincha is in a kli, we know there's a rule of tzir of kli. There's a gemara earlier in the Masechta daf chav daor amud aleph. It's a mishnah in chagig which says kli mitzayif mashu b'toichil lekodesh, which means if you have kodesh in a kli, even if there's two parts that are not touching each other, but since they're in the same kli, if something tamei touches one of it, the other part becomes tamei as well. If so, Taisus asks, so here also, even though not all of it had a hechsher, some of the soilus did not touch shemen, still the hechsher should work for all of the soilus with this klal of kli mitzarif mashu b'teichai. This is the kasha of Taisus and Rashi. Because this kasha, Taisus learns a different pshat. Tzrit shamanochas means mincha which didn't have any shemen on it b'chlal. Either you hadn't put the shemen in, or it's a type of mincha which does not have shemen, minchas chayta, minchas kanois. This was Reish Lakish's shayla about tzrit shamanochas, a mincha which didn't have hechsher at all. There's no shemen at all in the kli. That was a shayla whether minu by rishon v'sheni. The Taisa Rosh over there in Chulin says b'das Rashi, the Rashi akarcha was mechalik between the din of kabbalas tomo and the din of hechsher le kabbal tomo. Although there is a klal of kli mitzarif mashu b'teichai leaning to be mekabel tomo, even if you only touched one part, the rest of it, which is in the same kli, also becomes tamei. Leaning hechsher, we don't say this rule that if part of the eichel on the kli had a hechsher, we look at it as if all of the eichel on the kli also had a hechsher. The Sefer Minchas Avraham over here, he suggests perhaps this is a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, how to look at the hechsher. Tosfos perhaps holds that hechsher is part of the seder of becoming tamei, and since in the actual kabbalas tomo itself, kli mitzarif mashu b'teichai, so too as far as the hechsher. Rashi perhaps looks at the hechsher as a tnai in order to consider something as an eichel. Before it had a hechsher, it's not yet considered an eichel, that's why it cannot be mekabel tuma. If so, we'd understand that the din of kli mitzarif mashu b'teichai is not going to help to make it into an eichel. It only helps as far as the tuma process, making something tamei, but the preparation to make it considered an eichel, so that it should then be right for the kabbalas tuma, for that it wouldn't help kli mitzarif mashu b'teichai. That's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos as far as what is tzrit shamanachas. But upon to get back to the shock of a tari of our Gemara, so the Gemara answers, Kimi boile the Reish Lakish de Reiso, ki karminan de Rabbanan. Reish Lakish is a shayla of Meinu by Rishon v'Sheini, he had a shayla on a de Reiso level. For now, which Rav Shimon says about Parah and Neisa, that it's Matama to Maseichlin, that could just be a din de Rabbanan. Now, firstly, from this sigil of the Chari is Muchach, that the din Chibas HaKodesh is de Reiso. Because the Gemara is explaining that definitely de Rabbanan, Chibas HaKodesh makes it that it is Meinu by Rishon v'Sheini. The shayla of Reish Lakish was a shayla as far as the din deraisa. If so, it would be muchach that it itself definitely becomes possible even with deraisa, because Reish Lakish didn't have a shayla about it itself. He only had a shayla about mining by rishon v'sheni. That's much that the ikur din chibas hakodesh to pasul that definitely is with deraisa. Reish Lakish had a shayla as far as mining by rishon v'sheni, if that's also deraisa. So the pashas is that the din chibas hakodesh is deraisa. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph learned it from a pasuk. We learned from the word v'habosor. The rabbis Eitzim v'Levoina, the Eitzim v'Levoina also can be mekabel tumo. However, there are a number of Rashi Menachos Daf Chafal from Amud Aleph, the Maschil Eitzim. Rashi there says that the din of Chibas HaKodesh is only a din derabanan, and the Joshua of Vehabosr, the rabbis Eitzim v'Levoina, is an Asmachto ba'alma. Rashi says like this in other places as well, in Psachim Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, the Maschil Elo, and Zvachim Daf Memvav Amud Beis, the Maschil Psula ba'alma. There is perhaps room to be mechalik between the two different types of Chibas HaKodesh. Chibus HaKodesh where it's missing Hechsher, there perhaps it's Din Dairaisa, Chibus HaKodesh where it's not an Eichel B'chlal, like Eitzim V'Levayna, that's only in Esmachta Ba'alma. So in the last segment, Rish Lakish had a Shaila about Tzvisha Menachis, whether Meinu by Rishon V'Sheini, and the Gemara before that he had a Safik, whether even Dairaisa Meinu by Rishon V'Sheini, Mashmai says that as far as the Psal for it itself, it's Pasha that Dairaisa there is a Din Toma, that's talking about the Chibus HaKodesh, which is missing Hechsher. The type of Chibus HaKodesh of Eitzim V'Levayna, that perhaps is only in Esmachta. Although the Gemara by us did compare the two types of Chibus HaKodesh, perhaps the Gemara understood as a Davar Pashur that they would have the same Gedarim. When the Rabbanim made their Din of Chibus HaKodesh by Eitzim V'Levayna, they made it similar to the Chibus HaKodesh, the Din Dairaisa, with the Hechsher is missing. That's why the Gemara compared the two. Now, just speak about one more Nakuda on this Sugya. The Bishkur Rav over here, this is quoted in the Minchas Avram, he asks in our Sugya, the Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf Ayin Zayin had two tzedakim. What is the correct girsa of the member of Rav Shimon? When Rav Shimon said Parah Matama Tumas Eichlin, is it read Parah Mitama Tumas Eichlin? Mitama means it becomes Tamei, or is it read Parah Mitama Tumas Eichlin? It can be Mitama something else. Tosfos over there is discussing whole different nidoin. We won't get into that right now. But Al Kohanim was Nagia to us. The Biskov asks, according to the side of Tosfos that the correct girsa is Mitama Tumas Eichlin, Parah can become Tamei Tumas Eichlin. So what's the Gemara's kasha over here? When Ravina asks Ravashi that if the whole Tumah is only because Chibus HaKodesh, if so, it should only be reason that it should become Pasul, it should not be able to be Matama something else. Who said that it is Matama something else? If the Gemara says Mitama, so all it says that it becomes Tamei, so what was Ravina's kasha to Ravashi? So the Biskov answers this kasha and he says, even if the Gemara says Mitama, still we know that the Din must be true, that it's able to be Matama something else as well. Because Rav Shimon said, Shimon was trying to say that even though we know that the klal is there is no tuma, here he says there is tuma. Why? Because it had a shasa kosher. If Shimon would just have meant that the parah itself could become tamei and become pasul, he would not have had to come on to the fact that it has a shasa kosher. And he quotes the Tosfos over there in Baba Kama's mavur like this: as far as the psul of tuma, then it could be makabel tuma and be nifsal even without coming on to shasa kosher. So he says it wouldn't be any better than the Eifer itself. The Eifer itself, even though it's not Eichel, we quoted the Tosfos in Yom before, there's no Din Chibus HaKodesh on the Eifer. Still, the Din is, Tosfos says, that if Tumah touches the Eifer becomes Pasul. The Pshat in that Din is discussed in the Chiddush Maran Rizal Levi al Rambam in Hilchos Parah Adumo, of there explains that Din, if the Eifer has a Psul Tumah, is not Midin Tumas Eichlin. It's a whole new type of Tumah. And if there's no Din that has to be an Eichel, you don't have to come into Chibus HaKodesh to make it into an Eichel, and for the same reason Rav Shimon would not be bothered that it's Eichel Shiat Yochel Lachir Lachirim, he wouldn't have to come out to saying that there's a Shasa Kosher. Therefore, since Rav Shimon did say Hoyel V'Hoyseloi Shasa Kosher, Akarach he wasn't only talking about the Din of the Parah itself, he was also talking about it being Mitama something else. Now, continue on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings the Din, if one made a neder to bring a Minchas Machvas, and he brought a Marchesha, so the opposite, the Din is Mashahevi, Hevi V'Yidei Chayvosei Lo Yotza. As Rashi over here explains, we could assume that the one that he brought was not the one that he intended to bring for his nether. If, however, he said Zulhavi b'machvas, he had a specific yisurin of soilus in front of him, and he said, I'm going to bring this in a machvas, so he's kaveya kli for the mincha, then if he switches it to a different kli, the din is that it's possible. We should just point out that in this case, he wouldn't have to bring a different mincha, because he didn't make a nether, he didn't say harei alai, he said harei zu. The klal said, if you say harei zu, his intention is to bring something specific for a carbon. If something happens to it, it gets lost or it becomes puzzle, he does not have to bring a replacement. The Mishnah then continues, and the Mishnah brings a similar din, where he said, Re'alai lohavi shnei yisrenis b'kli yechod, he brought in two kelim, or the opposite. So again, the Mishnah is mevur, if he didn't specify about specific seilas, how he's going to bring it. So again, the din is masha hevi hevi, v'yidei chivasi l'yotza. What is the pshat over here? Why is it yidei chivasi l'yotza? So in the case where he said he's going to bring two Yisraelim and one Kli, and he brought them in two Kelim, Rashi explains, this is Rashi di Ramaschal Eilu La'avim, which is really going on the next case where he said Eilu, not the case where he said Harei Alai. However, the Hezbo which Rashi gives over there, Lachar would also be the reason why in the case of Harei Alai, he's not Yoseh his Neder. So Rashi says that in the case where he said one Kli, and then he brought it in two Kelim, that there's two problems over here. Firstly, since he brought them in two Kelim, so he does two Kmitzas, and his Neder was only to have one Kmitz. The second problem is that it's a mincha chaseira, since his nether was to bring one big mincha of two yisrainim, so this mincha which only has one yisrain, it cannot possibly be used for his chayvasai, for his chiyuv, because then it will be a mincha chaseira. Therefore we consider that it's a nedava, we assume that Bastama, that's what he meant, to bring it as a nedava. Now in the next case, where his nether was to bring two Yisraelim in two different Kelim, and he brought both Yisraelim in one Kli, so here Rashi says, Havili Mincha Yisera, it's a Mincha Yisera, it's more than the Mincha that he was Mechayiv himself. And furthermore, Rashi says he was Miyat B'Kamatzim, since each Yisraelim was supposed to be a separate Mincha, so it would have had two Kamatzim, and he only was Mafish one Kaimitz. And the Sfasemus over here points out that in this second case, where his nether was to bring it in two Kelim and he brought it in one Kli, although it says in the Mishnah, Yidei Chayvasi L'Yotza, does not mean to say that he was not Yotza any of his Chiyuv. Rather, what it means to say is he was not Yotza his Chiyuv entirely. However, one of his Menachis that he was supposed to bring, he was Yotza. Since his nether was, he's going to bring two Menachis, each one Yisarin, he brought one Mincha of two Yisraim and one Kli, so he quotes the Sigil later on, this is the Mishnah Daf Kuf Zayin Amabez, the Sigil over there is Mavur that we hold Lahalacha, Katan Vehevi Godol Yotza. If he made a nether to bring a small mincha, and he actually brought a mincha larger than his nether, it's still kosher, he still yotze his nether. And therefore the Sfasema says that since he made a nether to bring a mincha of one Yisrain, and he brought a mincha of two Yisrainim, his mincha is still kosher, just he has to still bring the second mincha, since the nether really was to bring two separate minachas, each one Yisrain. With this one larger mincha, he cannot be yotze both of his nedarim. That's because, as Rashi explains, according to his nether, he had to be mafresh two kamatzim. When he brings it together as one big mincha, he's only mafish one kaimitz. That's the reason why he still has a chiv to bring a second mincha and be mafish another kaimitz for that mincha. But the mincha which he already brought could be for one of his two chayuvim. And Maisa, we should just point out that the Lashon of Rashi does not seem to be mashm like this. The Lashon of Rashi is vehechad another b'shnei kelim, vehevi b'kli echad, havi mincha yisera, umiyad b'kmatzim, shunadal l'shem shnei kmatzim, v'likamitz ala echad. Mashmais of Rashi is that there's two problems over here. Firstly, it's a mincha yisera, and secondly, there's only one kaimitz. And Shmuel says that the mincha which he brought, which has two yisrainim, cannot be used to be yotzei as chiyuv of one yisrain, even for one of the two chiyuvim, because it's a mincha yisera. Although that Rashi computer is going in the case where he said elu l'havim b'shnei kelim, but as far as this din, whether it's a problem of mincha yisera, there wouldn't be a difference between the two cases. If in the case of elu, Rashi says it's a problem of mincha yisera, then in the case of Yavrei Alai, we're supposed to bring two Yisraelim and two different Kelim. If he brings it all together in one Kli, it wouldn't be Yotzei Yidei Chavasa even on one of them because of the same problem that it's a Mincha Yisera. The Maisa Lakash will be difficult. How does that fit with the Sigur later on? We hold that Katan Vehevi Gadol is Yotza. And the Sefer Chedush Reb Zalman Sender, he was also bothered by this problem. He understood as a Dover Pasha when the Mishnah says Yidei Chavasa Ila Yotza, it means he wasn't Yotzei either one of his Chayuvim. And he's bothered by this Kash, Lachar, he should have been Yotzei at least one of them because the Din is Katan Vehevi Gadol Yotza. Perhaps we could suggest that here maybe any chanami din is that you're not yotze either one. As Reb Zalman Sender understood, this is the mashmais of the Mishnah. The question is, why don't we say here katan vehevi gadol yotza? Perhaps since in this case, where he made one neder to bring two separate yisrainim and two different kelim, then afterwards he brought together two yisrainim, here we don't assume that his intentions are that one yisrain should be for his chayva, and the second yisrain, which he put together with the first yisrain in the same kli, that one he wants to be the nedava. Rather, we have to assume that either both Yisraelim are for his chiyuv, or that both of them are for a nedava. And since they both cannot possibly be for his chiyuv, since he put them together in one kli, the male we understand that he means that both of them should be for a nedava, that's why he's not yotze either one of his chiyuvim. This is a possible suggestion to answer the ha'ara of the achrenim, and that which kaputeh the Mishnah's mashma, that he's not yotze yidei chayvasai, not even for one of his chiyuvim. Now the Mishnah then continues, and the Mishnah says that if he does designate specific seiles, and he says, Eilu b'kli echad, vehevi b'shnei kelim, or b'shnei kelim vehevi b'kli echad, har eilu psulim. Here, since he designated this seiles to be brought in a specific way, and he brought it the wrong way, so it's possible, the reasons again will be because it doesn't have the right amount of kamatzim, therefore both of them are possible. Now, in the end of the Mishnah talks about a case, where he says, Arei alai shnei yisrainim lavi b'shnei kelim. Then afterwards he brought it in one kelim, and he was told that your nether was to bring it in two kelim. So then the Mishnah says that if he still brings it in one kli, it's keshtei menachis shenesarvu. As Rashi explains, in a case where he was told what his nether is, and he didn't respond by saying that I'm bringing this for a separate nedava, so his intention was to bring it for the nether, then the din is that it's keshtei menachis shenesarvu. As Rashi explains, the din of shtei menachis shenesarvu is, im yochel likhmois vizu b'fniyasmei vizu b'fniyasmei ksheiris. When he had two separate minchas and afterwards they got combined, if there are still two parts which did not get mixed together, and you can do the Maisa Kamitza from those parts, then the Menachis are kosher. The Rashi points out that this is also true, that it's Keshnei Menachis Shenesarvu, in the case where he said, Eilu Havi B'Shnei Kelim, the Mishnah said before that if he brings it in one Kli, it's possible. Rashi says there also, it's not always possible. If he still could be Kamitz from each one individually, then they will be kosher. Tosfos, however, over here in Dibur Masloch, Shtei Menachos, he first brings Rashi, but then he says, V'odir Shleimer, you could say perhaps not like Rashi. That when the Mishnah says this din in the Sefer, it's Dafka in the Sefer, not in the case where he said, Eilu Lavi B'Shnei Kelim V'Hevi B'Kli Echad. As Tosfos explains, he understands the case in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Omer L'B'Shnei Kelim L'Darto, so the Mishnah says, Nosun L'Kli Echad K'Shtei Menachos Shin Esarvu. Tosfos understands the case is that originally he was going to bring it in one Kli, but they told him B'Shnei Kelim L'Darto, so he actually put it in two kelim, but afterwards he combined them once again in one kli. And Tosfos says that's what the din is, that it's k'shnei menachos shenisarvu, since they weren't two kelim, and afterwards he put them in one kli. L'achreinim zevach toido in the Lech Mishnah, perek yudzayin hochas meisei kabonis halacha dalid, they say that Tosfos is proud as meduik in the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's case is, harei alai shnei yisroinois l'havi b'l'shnei kelim v'hevi b'kli echad. Omer loy b'shnei kelim nadarta. And that the Mishnah says that if it's Nosn l'kli echad, k'shtei menachos shenisarvu, what's the pshat in the lashon of Nosn l'kli echad? The Mishnah already said before that he was heavy b'kli echad. So therefore Tosfos understood that Nosn l'kli echad means after he was heavy b'kli echad and they told him Mishnei kelim l'darto, he actually put it into two kelim, then only later on he put it back into one kli. That's what the din is, that it's k'shtei menachos shenisarvu, since they had been in two different kelim. Hashem, in the case before, where he said, Eilu b'shnei kelim v'hevi b'kli echad, over there, the Mishnah does not say that it's k'shtei menachos shenisarvu, since all along they were in one kli. Tosfos holds it can only be considered k'shtei menachos shenisarvu if originally they were in two kelim, and then afterwards they were put into one kli. Then they have the din of k'shtei menachos shenisarvu, and Tosfos adds over here, "Bekomash shmulon da'afal pi shemetchil hevi b'kli echad, mikomakom havli hashta k'shtei menachos shenisarvu." Tosfos was bothered. Nachar, what is this more of a chiddush than that which we saw already in the Mishnah before on Daf Chof Gimel, the din of k'shtei menachos shenisarvu? And this Tosfos answers, here's more of a chiddush, because here first they were placed in one kli together. Still the Mishnah tells us, that since when he's told that your nether was to put it in two kelim, so immediately he listens and he puts it into two kelim, so now it's niskadosh as two separate menachos and two different kelim, now afterwards if it's nesarv, it won't have a din of shnei menachos shenisarvu, that if he's able to become it from each one separately, then it's kosher. The case earlier in the Mishnah, where he said, Eilu b'shnei kelim v'hevi b'kli echad, he's mekashin all together as one mincha, that we don't say that has the din of shnei menachos shenisarvu, and the din is that it's possible. We'll just finish off with one final ha'ara, the case of the Sefer of the Mishnah, harei alai shnei yisroinis l'havi b'kli echad, v'hevi b'shnei kelim, amr lai b'kli echad nadarto, so the Mishnah says, ikrivam b'shnei kelim psulim. If he made a nether to bring two yisroinim in one kli, and he brought it in two kelim, and people told him that your nether was to bring it in one kli, and still you brought it in two kelim, the din is that it's possible. In other words, here we don't say that it's for a nedova, that it's kosher v'yotzi de'chayvasei. As Rashi explains, since people told him what his nether was, and he didn't answer them back, that what I'm bringing now is not for my nether, it's for something else, it's a new nedova. Therefore, obviously his intentions were that this should be for his nether, and since for his nether cannot work, his nether was two yisroim in one kli, and he's bringing two yisroim in two kelim, since it can't work for his nether either, mele it's possible. There's a kasha over here, an important na'ara, and that is, what difference does it make, the fact that he wants to bring this for his nether, and for his nether it's possible? L'may says, since it could have a hechsher as a nedovo, it should still be kosher. L'chor, it's not like the case in the Mishnah before, where he designated this seilis for a specific mincha, two yisroim in one kli, or two yisroim in two different kelim. There we understand that since the hakdosha was to be brought in a specific way, and it was not brought in that way, mele it's possible. Hashenkin, in this case, he made a nether. He was mechayiv himself to bring two yisroim in one kli. Now he's bringing two yisroim in two different kelim, and his intention is that it should be for his nether. Since the mice is not kosher for his nether, why can't it be kosher as a nedova? For example, if a person will make a nether to bring a minchas machvas, and he brings a minchas marcheshes, not as a nedova, rather he thinks he could be yotze his chiyuv to bring a machvas by bringing a marcheshes. Here as well, even if his intentions were that should be for his chiv neder, the chiv machvas, and maisa for that it can work, why can't it be kosher as a nedova? Why does it have to be the hayde kavono that it should be for a nedova? Another example for this would be if a person makes a neder that he's going to bring a par as an oilas nedova. Afterwards he goes and he brings an ayil, a different animal, and he thinks that he could be yotze his chiv even with a different animal. So then there, bestama would be, even though he's not yotze his chiv, the maisa would still be kosher as a nedova. Even if he didn't necessarily have kavanah that it should be for a nedava, his kavanah was that it should be yotze his nether. But since the maaseh cannot be yotze his nether was to bring a different animal, and he can't bring something else instead, the chayav din will be that it's kosher as a nedava, even though his intentions were not to bring it as a nedava. So why over here should it be different? So in the Sefer Yosher V'Toiv, he explains, In the case of the par, if he brings an ayal instead, the ayal will be kosher as a nedova, even if his intentions were that this should be yotze his chiyuv. Hashenkin over here by a mincha, when a person makes a neder to bring a mincha's machvas, for example, at the time of the neder he hasn't yet been mafrish the seiles, but at a later point when he wants to be mekayim his neder, so then he takes seiles and he's mafrish it for his chiyuv neder that he made. At that point already, the seiles was hufrash to be brought with the gedorim of his neder. So if his neder was to bring a machvas, and later he was mafrish seiles, so that seiles has to be brought as a machvas, and if it's brought as a marcheshes, it's possible. That's like the ratio of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you designate the seiles to be brought as a machvas, and you bring it as a marcheshes, then it's possible. Here as well, if he made a neder to bring a machvas, and afterwards he's mafrish seiles to be used for his chiv neder, so it has to be brought dafka as a machvas, if he brings it as a marcheshes, then it's possible, just like the ratio of the Mishnah. And the Seifa as well, when he made a neder to bring a mincha on two different kelim, and then he brought it in one kli, in the case he's talking about that he was told that your neder was to bring in two different kelim, but he didn't respond, so we understand that this mincha that he's bringing is intended to be yotze his neder, so we can't suggest that it should be kosher as a nedova, since when he's mafrish the seiles to be used for his neder, it's as if he was mefarish, that these two Yisrenes should be brought in two different kelim as two different menachis, like the case of the Mishnah where he says, Elu b'shnei kelim. Since the Maaser brought it in one Kli, it's possible, just like the case of Elu b'shnei kelim v'hevi b'kli achod, the Seiles was designated to be brought in two different Kelim, and he brought it in one Kli, that cannot be kosher. This is how the Sefer Yashiv HaTayv explains the Mishnah, and there's an important Yisoid how a Neder for a Mincha works. If you're not Maafresh Seiles at the time of the Neder, you're Maafresh it later, at the time of the Afrasha, if we know that your intentions were that this Seiles should be used for your Neder, then ready it's Hukva, it's as if you said Beferish, that this Seiles will be brought the way the Neder was made.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.